This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins tonight in New York City. There are investigations at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level of Mayor Eric Adams, a former police officer, a former president of the Brooklyn Borough. However, the questions raised about his campaign financing in 2021, about his connections in campaign financing to people who gave to the campaign incorrectly, illegally, and their activities now, also about an allegation of sexual abuse, allegations of his lieutenants, his close aides, under investigation for sexual abuse of their partners at various times, all very murky. At the same time, we have a poll, a credible poll, that nearly half the people in New York would like to leave in the next 5 years. It is not a good time for doubts about leadership, speaking with Harry Siegel of the city. And then on to Clark County, Las Vegas, where the mood is completely opposite from Manhattan. Joyous. Mark Wahlberg, the A-list actor, along with Sony Entertainment and Howard Hughes Holdings, are looking at building a 10-building, 500,000-square-feet Hollywood studio right adjacent to Las Vegas in Clark County. The new high-speed rail connection from Los Angeles to Las Vegas will be 2 hours. It'll be an easy commute for Hollywood actors who are ensconced in Beverly Hills. But then again, it's a new day in the 21st century. Moving Hollywood to Las Vegas sounds like a smart idea. Also, they're selling Formula One tickets now for November 1st. I mentioned that. Hezbollah. I speak to Emmanuel Atulengi, he's in Israel, about an investigation into a Hezbollah plot to kill Jews and to attack synagogues in Brazil, interrupted last fall by arrests. However, the question remains, this plot can be revitalized. They were recruiting Brazilian nationals with Lebanese and Syrian backgrounds to do the killing. Hezbollah was looking to use this as an offset to the violence in Israel. It's a complicated story involving family and the old country and Brazil and the tri-border region, the tri-border area, which is rife with Hezbollah and drug running. The drugs are financing Hezbollah. It's a corporate activity of pirates and gangsters. And then on to the happy news of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, speaking with Selena Zito about how they need more plumbers. Don't give the name of your plumber away. Also, the three big politicians in Pennsylvania, all Democrats, very well suited. Shapiro, the governor, Fetterman, the new senator, Casey, the old senator, running for re-election, all have asked the White House to reverse the decision to pause liquefied natural gas export. Why? Not only are there 100,000 people employed in Pennsylvania in the fracking business, extracting natural gas, that is the reason we've reduced greenhouse gases in America, is switching to natural gas, but also the farmers that permit the liquefied natural gas wellheads on their lands are paid subsidies. $193 million to the farmers of Pennsylvania in 2023, and that's going to, as Selena says, dry up. Jim McTague in Lancaster County, traveling to the Shady Maple Smorgasbord, very famous. Seating for 2,000, they can serve 7,000 people a day. And no, hardly anyone there at 11 o'clock in the morning on a weekday. Business is slow. The economy is slow. The Federal Reserve knows it. How long until they start reducing these highest interest rates in 23 years? And then a conversation with Richard Epstein about the Biden administration's intervention in the marketplace to say no to a bid by Nippon Steel to buy U.S. Steel, to say no to TikTok unless it's sold to an American company, and to say no to Apple. Your success is because you're a monopoly, says the administration. Richard Epstein contends all three cases, saying the TikTok case is a hard call, very hard call. And then a conversation in the 1950s. This is Nick Bunker writing a new book, In the Shadow of Fear, America and the World in 1950. I highly recommend it. It's a tour down memory lane. This is between the alliance with the Soviets to win the Second War against the Germans and the transformation of the Soviets into an enemy in the Cold War, right up to at the eve of the Korean War, which validates all the opinions that Stalin was a malevolent actor and that the atomic bomb in Stalin's hand meant that we were all unsafe, and that was the Cold War for the next 40 to 50 years, and maybe it's back. Nick Bunker. So this is the first hour of a two-hour conversation. And then Zaporizhia is at risk again with Henry Sokolsky. Italy. Giorgia Meloni has ruled out a direct NATO intervention, contradicting her colleague, President Emmanuel Macron in France. And then SpaceX. The SpaceX people say they'll be ready for the next test of Starship Super Heavy in May. Bob Zimmerman reminds that doesn't mean it's going to happen in May. It means they'll be ready. And then a conversation about China launching a lunar orbit communication satellite, preparing for landers. This will allow you to communicate with Earth even if you're on the far side of the moon. There's much more in the show. I hope you enjoy it. It was fun doing. Thank you.